It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Sometimes we're warned to watch our head, but when you think about it, that doesn't seem physically possible.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English Professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
This was one that I've been thinking about. How can you watch your head? Where does the expression come from?
It probably goes back to an older meaning of watch, as in to guard, which we see in something like watch over. We also get watch out, as in be on the lookout for. And it's probably that meaning of watch in watch your head, as in guard your head because something bad is about to happen to it.
And then there's heads up. Same deal?
Heads up starts as a military term in the sense of straighten up so that you're at attention with your head up. And that goes back to the 18th century. The Oxford English Dictionary cites 1916 for the first use of heads up to mean pay attention. And from there, we get the shift to a warning of to be at attention. So heads up because, again, something bad might be about to happen.
And we see memos that'll have the subject line, heads up. That can be not such a good thing sometimes.
Not such a good thing, but I think probably a weakening of meaning that now a heads up is just giving somebody advance notice of something.
There are other expressions using the word head that have some interesting meanings, like out of your head. You're out of your head. Where'd that come from?
Well, so out of your head, when I was looking at this one, I discovered that it has two fairly different meanings, and you need context to know which one you have. So you have the out of your head meaning as in you're crazy, you're out of your head. But there's also the out of your head meaning of doing it from memory. So an example in the OED is that he saw her once and then he drew her out of his head. He drew her from memory.
And then there's over your head. That has a lot of different meanings.
It does. And I have to say, I had not thought about this until I was working my way through the OED and looked at all the meanings of this that, again, you need context to know what you're talking about. So you have over our heads, the literal meaning, as in the stars are over our heads. Then you get the metaphorical meaning of the things that loom over our heads, the bad things that we're not looking forward to. Then you've got if something's over our heads because it's too complicated for us. That's just over my head. It could also be over my head. I'm over my head because it's too much for me to handle. It's just I'm in over my head. And then someone could go over my head, as in go to a higher authority and sort of circumvent me.
You really don't want that one. But Anne, you're never over your head.
I try not to be, but I think sometimes I am.
Thanks for all the info.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.